Thank you. As Madam Chair has already said, I've come a long way from Ghana, West Africa, and I'm presenting this on behalf of my colleagues, as has been put on the slide here, Stefan, Chimama, Koku, and then Jim Phillips. This is an operational study of the quality of health data aggregated by community health workers in the Upper East region of Ghana. Now, the community-based health care, the community health workers are critical to the achievement of the Health Millennium Development Goals, particularly in developing countries. In Ghana, there has been a very comprehensive program known as the Community Health and Planning Services, shortly CHIPS. This program was introduced throughout the country over a decade ago, and it did involve the construction of health facilities at the community level, staffing of health facilities by new cadre of community health workers, plus health extension officers. What happened is that previously health workers were trained and stationed, and they were stationed in static clinics where clients had to come to them. So in the CHIPS program, what was done was to retrain these health workers into community health workers where they were posted into communities to live in the communities and work with community health volunteers. They had to do home visits and outreach activities for basic services and health promotion. Health information system within the CHIPS in Ghana. Collection of health information is done at the point of care. And here we're talking of the community health officers who record patients' encounters in registers, which are known as patients' registers. They maintain the patients' cards. Normally, the registers are kept with the health workers, but you have the patient's cards, such as the pregnant woman and the under five health cards, which are given to the mother of the child. Reporting to the higher levels of the health system is done through supervision, disease monitoring, planning and financing, evaluation, and then health insurance, which was introduced in Ghana also over 5 years ago. Recording of patients' data. This is what has been happening. And as you see over there, that is an example of one of the registers that are used in the health centers. This is an outpatient register. The blue is the name of the patients, which I have covered for ethical reasons. And then you have the other columns that are date, outpatient number, new patient, old, and what have you. So this is what has been happening, and the recording of data in large and heavy books, which are so many, can be quite laborious and very difficult and time-consuming. Large number of registers are used to capture various aspects of the activities of the community health workers, and some of the activities include HIV, AIDS, counseling and testing, MCH, child health, outpatients, deliveries, that is if midwife at the community health center, and sometimes the community health officer herself or himself may do emergency deliveries, family planning, postnatal care, and then home visits, among others. And using what I just showed you previously, the manual data collection is prone to double capture of information. This is reporting of patients' data also manually. So manual tallying of the pages of the registers, as you can see here, you just can see the pattern. This is hand-drawn. I mean, hand is used to rule by the health worker and to collect the information. And this takes a lot of time, possibly diverting human resources from clinical care to non-clinical care. Could be inaccurate, as you can see. Space provided normally too small, and then is prone to tallying errors or missings, and then double counting, as I said earlier. The MoTeC project The MoTeC project, which is mobile technology for community health, aims to strengthen CHIP's operations and functioning of health information systems through simplifying registers for patients and counter. Currently, the health workers are using over 10 different registers, which takes a lot of time. And MoTeC has standardized this and simplified the registers into only three. MoTeC also seeks to utilize mobile phones to capture and transmit data, automating the reporting process through data collection and aggregation, facilitating the continuum of care through alerts and reminders sent to community health workers. The MoTeC mobile phone system. This is how it is done. So what we seek to do, and it's already happening, is that we introduce a mobile phone which are given to all the community health workers in the various community health compounds, and these are the cell phones. And then there's a system within it which allow them to now be able to record patient encounters through the mobile phone, which is saved in a central database somewhere, which can easily be accessed within a minute at any particular time. So as you can see from the left, that is the data entry. You can see the first one data entry. You have the date of the patient encounter, the visit number. This is the second time that patient is coming. And then TT, tetanus toxin dose, the fifth time this patient or mother is receiving it. And then on the other side is the automatic reminders. Once the patient is registered, and we are particularly targeting the vulnerable group, we are looking at the pregnant women and then the nursing mothers. This is because mostly when they are pregnant, accessing health services becomes a difficulty due to transportation, financial, and other issues. And so this is particularly targeting them. And what we do is that once a pregnant woman is recruited or is enrolled into the system, we send them reminders weekly. About three times every week, we send them reminders of when they have to attend antenatal care, when they should, if it's a nursing mother, when they should bring the child for maybe a particular vaccination, when they should take their medication so that they don't forget. So that's what you see on the other one. This is the study area. It's two districts in Ghana, as you can see, the map of Ghana, and then the study district are circled, and that is the map of the study, the region in which the study took place. The district is where you see the star indicating the Kasnan and Kanet districts. It was previously one district, and a couple of years ago has now been divided into two districts. I must add that the whole district is under demographic surveillance. We also do demographic surveillance where we update information about everybody in the district every 3 months. We go to every household, we record basic information like migration, pregnancies, deaths. We also do verbal autopsy to ascertain cause of death and what have you. So this allows us to be able to do validation of our research activities. The MoTeC project evaluation. Does MoTeC improve data collection? In doing all this, we want to look at, does it improve the data collection? And we seek to compare accuracy of reports before and after the introduction of MoTeC. What we did is a team of researchers recompiled reports from the register and patients' records collected by health workers. That is the validated report. So we then compare systematically to actual site reports and look at percentage errors, systematic biases, and what have you. So normally, the community health workers are, by the system, expected to send reports of patient encounters monthly to the district head office. And so from the registers, they send the report. So what MoTeC then did is that we go back and take this registers, and then we re-enter them and so that we can be able to validate and compare whether there are errors in between the reports. And these are some of the preliminary results. Outpatients encounters at the CHIPS centers. What we notice is they recorded between 30 to 200 patients per month at the CHIPS compounds, with the peaks during the malaria seasons of July, August, September, malaria is the main cause of morbidity and mortality in that part of Ghana. And between, that's the rainy season, between September, August, and then July. It's a high malaria morbidity season, and that's why you have the peaks there. Then you have absolute errors, varies by facility and over time. Some facilities vary, are very accurate. Some facilities, as you can see from the line, comparing the validated and then the site report, some of them are quite accurate. But then quite a good number of them are just off. The errors are just too many, as you can see from here. We are, each line stands for a particular health center, and you can see the variation is so huge, and it's just too wide. This is also report. The first one is reporting by outpatient. This one is reporting by postnatal, which was introduced a couple of years ago, and this is quite new. Errors here are smaller because when that was introduced, there was an attempt to standardize the registers. So information is a little bit accurate. But then there are still errors over here. The numbers here are also low, 0 to 20 per chips compound per month. This is because it's just been introduced. And by PNC, we are looking at the nurses attending to mothers within the first week of birth. When a woman delivers within the first week of birth, the community health worker should be able to reach that mother and the child. So that's the variation you can see with that particular one. Other factors that may be accounting for this is the district and the sub-district level where there is supervision. In some of the compounds, supervision is very weak, and that may also be accounting for the variation. In terms of conclusions, what we've learned from the results is that varying data quality may prove detrimental to planning processes. Time required for reporting may prove detrimental to clinical care and home visit. We've just finished another study, which I'm not reporting today, which is a time use study, which has shown that as a result of this, only 11% of the community health workers' time is spent on direct clinical care. The rest of it goes to non-clinical care. As you can see, these huge registers they have to keep writing, and that really is quite significant. And then MoTeC project seeks to alleviate some of the burden placed on the community health worker, as you can see. Instead of going through all this time-consuming filling, now they have a cell phone, they can just fill their reports, which they used to spend about 1 week to write every month. This time, at the end of the month, the system just generates the report, and then we distribute it for them, and that's quite very, very easier. Just like to acknowledge these people, and want to thank you very much for your attention. Thanks.